When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. Welcome to Talking Real Money. I'm partial to the song by Jerry Reed, "When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not." Because I think it plays true in this business too. Or maybe I just like how silly the song is. But let's take a look at 2020 in terms of hot, and let's talk about 2021, what's probably not. And so we need one of those announcers from the, from an award show. And the winner is, because the best performing mutual fund for 2020, this according to the Wall Street Journal, is the Morgan Stanley Institutional Inception Fund, MSSGX. It posted a gain of 150.6, including a nearly 20% surge in the final 4 weeks of the year. What do we know about MSSGX? Well, we know it had a terrific year. We know that it's, if you look at style boxes, it's smaller companies that are growth oriented, which is a bit unusual because large had a better year than small. We know it holds 35 securities. That's not very many stocks. It only manages about $1 billion, which is pretty small in terms of mutual funds, has an expense ratio of 1. And here's another thing to pay attention to. It has a turnover rate of 99. That means basically all the stocks that were in there at the beginning of 2020 left during the year. So it has fairly high turnover. And the people that run it said, yeah, we had a great year. It took advantage of things like e-commerce, people working from home. Terrific year. Wow. Number two, but trying harder, is the Barron Partners Fund, BPTRX, which also had a whoppingly large return of 148.5. Wow. Large growth fund, if you're looking at the style boxes. Bigger, of course, than the Morgan Stanley Fund, $6.6 billion. Barron's been around for a long time. But the expense ratio, 2.2, and the very narrow holdings of 31 stocks, even though it has a turnover ratio of 8, very small. And Ron Barron, who's been in this business for a long, long time, said, we're not moving around much. This is the benefit of decisions made 5 years ago. He also has a quote that I'm not sure I understand. He says, we just gravitate to entrepreneurial companies. I get that. With disruptive businesses changing the world, I understand that. Businesses that have irreplaceable assets. I don't know that I know what an irreplaceable asset is. I'd have to talk to Ron. So here you are looking at making some changes in 2021. Should you own either of these mutual funds that had these terrific years, MSSGX or BPTRX? And the answer, I think, for those of you who know us, is no. The track record of great funds going on to do terrific things is very, very poor. By the way, it's true in the newsletter industry, too. Mark Hulbert's done some wonderful work looking at the best performing newsletter from the previous year and then following years, and the track record is abysmal. Sadly, the same thing holds true in the mutual fund industry. Not necessarily right away, but over time, those when you're hot, and when you're not does come to play. Number two is U.S. stocks, well, which both of these are holding, have had a great run. International, not so much. Emerging markets, not so much. So the other parts of the world's economy, stock markets have not produced as well as U.S., and you really want to own the things that haven't done as well. than the ones that have already. And that brings me to number three. And so this is what you should be doing, of course, is rebalancing your portfolio, selling off the things that have done great and buying the things that have done poorly. It's a very counterintuitive process that many of us struggle with. I struggle with it emotionally because why would I want to sell the thing that's going, appears to be going up, gone up, and buy something that has gone down or has not performed as well, yet that's what we should be doing. So no, I wouldn't run out and buy either of these funds. Certainly congratulations to both of them for a terrific year. I don't think you need these in your portfolio. Again, a diversified portfolio of thousands of companies will get you to where you want to be with much less risk, certainly much less cost, and probably allow you to sleep a little better at night. I do want to mention, by the way, just in a few weeks, an outstanding virtual event that you can be part of. It's called Retire Meet America. It's coming up Saturday, February 20th. You can go to RetireMeet, that's MEET.com to register. Truly outstanding speakers, in addition to Don and myself, Paul Merriman, wonderfully gifted asset manager and instructor, David Booth, the co-founder of Dimensional Funds, many others on all things retirement. Again, that's Retire Meet America, an all virtual online event. You can register right now. It's no cost at retiremeet.com. We'd love to see you out Saturday, February 20th. Well, we can't actually see you out, but we'd love to see you online Saturday, February 20th. For Retire Meet. And thank you for being part of Talking Real Money. I'm Tom Koch.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.